means mentor. Coach means leader. Coach means many, many things. How you motivate a player or players for a particular sport is different than being a leader in industry and company. It is. A player comes to you saying, how do I begin? How do I start this? What do I do? You may be a beginner, intermediate, or senior level of ability. True? True. But as a coach, they come to you for help. Remember, you have a personality in front of you, and you have to say to yourself, well, do I know this person? Doesn't matter where that person is from. Doesn't matter what background they have. Doesn't matter if it's boy or girl. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't. The key is to understand there's a human being in front of you who asked you to help them learn this, get better at something. Now, two main categories. Is it a championship team, hopefully, or one person trying to get better at something? Maybe possibly join a team. So let's go part one of this coaching 101. You are a coach in the sense that they look up to you for leadership. They look at you for guidance, for development, all kinds of things. You act as their father, in a sense, psychiatrist, all kinds of things, like a teacher does. But when it comes to being a coach, they came to you to get the team together as one for a common goal, to do something. So, as a coach, you have to say to yourself, number one, look at all these personalities. Everybody is different. They learn differently. They develop differently. That's right. Some people learn very fast. Some people learn very slow. But they all want to learn. That's the key. They all want to learn. That's why they came to you for guidance. I've worked many times as a coach in hockey, for example. I've been very, very successful in the sense that I took a team that nobody wanted, in a sense, and made them very successful. I have a famous team going back many, many years ago who basically started off with 25 players. A tournament came out, and I went against 64 teams. That's right. As a coach, that's 64 possibility of losing in the sense that the tournament had 64 teams. I had won, very small amount of players, and I won. Our team won. That's right. It wasn't magic. It wasn't this. We had the determination to do very good. And how it came together, it's like the universe came together like this, and it worked. The personalities gelled as a common goal towards the championship of the tournament in that case. But in your case, just starting out as a coach, it's personalities, it's psychology of the players, it's fully understanding the game or games you're going into. The skill level could be very, very low, could be very, very high. It all depends where you're going as a coach. If they ask you to come in and take over this team, there's got to be a reason. It's been a coach before with the bad results. They come to you. They might say to yourself, well, I want a championship. There is no guarantee of being a coach and getting a guaranteed championship. No, there is no guarantee whatsoever. You have to say to yourself, I can do this. I can make our players better than they are now. They're at this level. I want them to be at this level. I never said it's easy. It's not snap your fingers and it's done overnight. No. But as a coach, you have to realize that and let the players know this also. You're here to help to raise their athletic ability and psychological ability as well towards a common goal as teamwork. It's like, for example, my background is a long time in hockey. I've been a coach, as I said, very successfully, and I've played on many teams. When you start a game of any kind or a sport of any kind, you have to say to yourself, what level am I compared to everybody else? Am I the very beginner? I'm intermediate level or senior level? That's right. Psychologically and physically, huge difference of thinking. Huge. And as a coach, you have to realize this. Example, I had many, many players in the past learning how to play hockey on ice. Didn't know how to skate that well. They were on their ankles in a sense. But through motivation and skill and development, slowly, depending on their level, they got better and better and better. They know they could do that. That's the idea of a coach. That is what a coach does. Remember that. Believe in yourself, believe in the game, and believe in that player or players. That's the three main components of being a coach. Remember that. Believing in yourself, believing in the players or player, and understanding the game 1,000%. Every nuances of the game. It's not just the actual rules of the game. It's the exact environment you're playing in. It's very, very important. And the equipment necessary. There's good equipment, very cheap equipment, and so on for every sport out there. Remember that. Once you understand the three main components of being a coach, you'll be very, very successful for yourself and others. Remember, your number one goal is to help others. That's number one. You're number two. Yeah. Helping others. Your coaching, your leadership, your mentor skills, helping others. That's the key of being a good coach. I never said it's easy. It's no guarantee. Many times I did this volunteer. I never got paid. I did it for the joy of the sport and the joy of helping others. There's nothing better self-satisfying than seeing a player going from this level to this level in a short amount of time or a long amount of time, but just to see it and witness it and being a part of it, that's the biggest thrill you'll ever have as a coach. This is LightningESL.com. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.